Welcome back to the show, Glitter.
I smell weed.
Why?
It's you. No,
maybe it's from last night.
I smoke.
It's my upper lip.
I don't know. That's why I have this sunglasses on.
Anyway, shit, Rabab, you're back. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
I saw you guys recorded outside. I was like, damn. Yeah.
We were lost without you.
We had to record it twice.
You're nothing without me.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. You know how parents say that, like, if I leave, like, you're out in the streets.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
So.
Yeah,
I hate that. I'm like, the streets are better than you. I'm just wait. No shade to my mom. My mom's lovely. Yeah.
What a good start.
Yeah.
Good start. Yeah.
How's the weather, guys?
I don't know. Weather's amazing.
I don't know, but you had a story you wanted to
holy shit
bring up.
Okay, that's better. I had to lift up the glasses.
It's too dark, right?
Yeah, it's too dark. It's
yeah,
too
yeah,
dark.
Yeah.
But recently, I went to Gurdwara.
Ooh.
It's like a worship place.
Oh, it's
worship place for sick people.
Sick. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That religion, not actually sick people.
Yeah.
Yeah. They,
damn.
Yeah.
Sick as fuck.
Or maybe both. I don't know.
yeah.
No, it was nice. We. Going up there, it was so quiet. It was so peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
In just basically around Scott Road area.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to that temple. We love it.
Yeah.
And
so you took off your shoes.
Took off the shoes, yeah.
Yeah.
And then took off my socks. I was like, y'all are going to see my dogs. I haven't even met you guys for a week. Like,
damn.
Yeah, I was with my colleagues. Yeah. Just for more context. And then.
So y'all saw each other's feet?
Yeah.
That feels personal.
Right?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think I've ever seen your feet.
No, you have.
Wait, have I?
You have. I've seen yours.
Was I awake or was I sleeping? No, okay,
consciously,
sorry. Continue.
No. Yeah, and then we had to, you know, wear a cover for our hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm not sure what that's about, but it's for a sign of respect. As
oh,
my,
you have to
as the yeah.
Even for guys.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like Sikhs have the turban.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know, but yeah. I didn't know that you have to in the temple.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Okay.
And when we got there, it was so quiet. We were just like, I don't know, what should I do? Am I being disrespectful? Like, am I just being disrespectful,
I'd
looking
be
around?
Too scared to like make bodily sounds.
Yeah.
Like your stomach rumbles and everyone like looks at you.
Yeah.
Like that's.
Yeah. And then all the whole time, our friend was guiding us, my coworker. And then, yeah, he was just doing this like ritualistic things and I was just watching him. And we get like looks from the people at the temple. Like, oh, look at this guy. Like he's here,
oh,
you know?
Shit.
Yeah.
I can kind of read their heads and be like, oh shit, there's a Filipino guy and a Muslim girl. Wow, cool.
That's cute.
And then, yeah, we ate for free, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You finished the plate?
Yeah. It was so good.
What'd you guys have?
Some roti, I think, I don't know if it was curry, but it was a stew with like legumes.
I didn't have breakfast, so I'm like, shit. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Jolly Buttery right now. Yeah. Holy
yummy.
Fuck.
And then, we sat down on the ground, ate. It was a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Yeah.
And then when I got out there, I felt lighter, you know?
This is a very respectful episode, hey?
For some reason, I was just like, oh, shit, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should eat more food from
there. Even outside, the saturation went up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's crazy how every religious place from, like, every religion feels different, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, when I went to the church, it was a different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
More friendly, like, more open, like, you know, like you get to do what you want to do.
Yeah. You went to church?
Yeah, one time.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
But in the mosque, like, because I obviously, like, you know, I've been to the mosque all my life, it's more like serious. Like you have to be quiet, like you have to be like very careful, take off your shoes, and same thing, you have to take off your socks too, I think. When you wash your feet, you know, like, it's more like very serious.
Just
respectful. But we don't have food in the mosque unless it's Ramadan, so they give food.
Yeah, Ramadan's lit. I did it.
Yeah, you did it for 1 month.
Yeah, you did it, right?
Yeah.
For a month?
Shit. I don't know if it was 2021.
You fasted for a month.
Yeah, it was.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I feel weird about telling people I did it, because I don't go out and about just be like, I did it. Like, because I feel like it could be deemed disrespectful if I was like, Because no.
I don't think it is disrespectful. I think you're just trying.
I did try.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Did it for a month. It was very... I just remember one day, it was like, we were 3 weeks in, and we all went to the beach, and everyone was just partying and drinking, and...
And you were this
food
there.
Was there, and all was there, and it was sunny, and I was like, God damn, I'm doozy right now. But that was probably the only thing. Yeah, it was cool. It was a good experience.
Yeah, I've never done fasting. But one thing I want to do, though, is like, actually, I want to go into a lot of worship places for different religions and just see it out. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Gurdwara was like, damn.
You want to go on crazy. A tour of these buildings?
Tour of the beliefs, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a nice experience.
This was very, like,
wholesome.
Humble, wholesome.
Very wholesome,
start.
Humble.
Yeah.
So, Carl.
Yo.
You bang anybody? What's going on?
From that to
Come
that.
Come on, bro.
I don't know. What are we doing?
Places of worship, religion.
I know,
no, I'm joking.
It is wholesome. It is very good. I'm not saying I don't.
But
not
is there anything else to worship other than woman's body?
Yeah, dead ass. Yeah, talk about my own religion. Yeah. Big booty witches
God
out here.
God is a woman. No, just kidding.
Good.
Also, God. Pause. God I have is a girlfriend. She's very lovely. Only booty I love. Mwah. Anyways,
yes,
you had a story
partners.
About. Weird Uber Eats something
yeah,
going on.
Yeah, yeah,
oh
yeah.
She's
yeah.
been teasing us a little
a story,
bit about like what.
Oh yeah, that happened last night. So last night I was just like staying up, you know, and then it was around like 1:30 a.m. and I was like, I smoked so much weed, I was so high. So I was like, oh, I just want to get like, you know, McDonald's.
Food, yeah.
McDonald's, yeah. So I just ordered, and then the guy comes, and then I was like, oh, finally he's here. And then he calls me, and I was like, hello. And he's like, oh, the buzzer is not working, I cannot come up, you know. And I'm like, it's working. When you and I was high, so I wasn't like the nice rabab. I was like, it's working. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. It's working. And he's like, no, it's not. And I'm like, can you please like press it right now? I want to hear the buttons being pressed, you know.
Yeah.
And he just pressed one button, and he's like, oh, see, it's not working. I'm like, press it. And he's like, no, no, it's not. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Just fucking leave it there. You know, I didn't say fucking, but I just like, just leave it there. He's like, oh, okay. And then he pretended like he dropped it. And then he takes a picture, and the picture, like, you know, when your Uber, like, eats get delivered, and then there's like a confirmation picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was just all black. Like, it was just like a black screen. And then I can see on the app that he's still there. Like, he's still... His car is still there.
Uh-huh.
And that was so creepy, because I was like, what are you trying to do? Like, you're trying to see who's going to come and pick up the order? Why are you not showing me where's my order? That's so creepy. It was 2 a.m. by that time. I was like, nah, I am not going to win that. Like, I'm not going down. Like, that's way too creepy.
Is that why when we came in, the McDonald's was
there was a McDonald's
inside.
Bag there.
Really?
Was that the one?
Oh, my God. I think it was the one. But okay.
Let's go see what she got.
Please tell me why he sent a black picture instead of either using
and
a flash.
He's like, wanted you to come down.
Yes. He wanted me to come down.
That's
because he heard the girl's voice. He probably, because I ordered one burger. He probably thought like I'm alone. Uh-huh. So maybe he wanted me to... You know, in my mind, I was watching a movie about a serial killer. I was like, you're not going to fool me. Like,
I study this shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I think about every night. You know, you think you can fool me, you know?
Uh-huh.
So in my mind, I was like, should I go down and experience that thrill of like almost getting killed?
Fight off a fucking serial killer.
Yeah. And or I should. And even his picture on the app looks so creepy, you know? Like, I can
What's
tell.
What's he doing? Holding
like,
a knife?
My.
What?
But I think he just want, like, you know, like, okay, if you're doing Uber at 2 a.m., you're either like fucked up, high, or something. You're like, oh, let's just go do
sense.
Some orders, you know?
Yeah. Makes sense.
So he's probably high or something. He's like, oh, let's see who's this girl, you know? Like, oh, ho, ho. Probably something like that. Because, like, why wouldn't you. Like, my lobby is so lit. So like no
lit up
but
in
like
there, baby.
It has a lot of light, you know,
light.
So
yeah.
How the like you couldn't just put it in a place where it has light and take a picture? Why did you send me a black picture? That doesn't make sense to me, you know.
Men are not
because he was trying maybe to put it somewhere else and me going to search for it, and like he'll talk to me, oh hi, like your order is right there, by the way, you know. I don't know what he was
coerce you into, like,
but it was so
open
creepy.
The door,
like, I was so scared. Yeah. And then I contacted Uber support, and I was so high, because I was like, I sent like a big paragraph, you know, like, I'm a girl, I can't go down, and like, I don't know where's my order. He sent me a black screen. What is he talking about? Like, I was just like,
you know,
I was like, I sent a big paragraph, and like, the guy was so nice and like uber support. He replied immediately, and he's like, oh, like, we understand. Like, he didn't follow the
guidelines. What if it was him? He's like, yeah. We're totally good.
Sure, totally, totally.
It's okay, come down.
I don't know. In my high mind, I'm like, does he know him? Like, I'm scared, you know?
Does he know
him? Is he going to tell him, and then he's gonna rush upstairs and kill me, you know?
I bet you it wasn't his first time he's done that.
I think so. I think he tries his luck. Yeah.
I think he probably looked at it as like opportunities.
Yeah.
Like, oh, girl. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like,
super inappropriate.
Yeah, and I got so scared. I was like, you know, I got so sad because I didn't get my burger,
mm-hmm.
but they refunded me though, like the whole amount.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, damn. That's not bad.
Shit, your burger's downstairs.
Well, your burger's downstairs.
We walked past it.
I know, but I could still see on the app that he was still there. Even after I contacted Google support, he didn't end the trip. The trip was still there. He's just waiting outside.
It's so creepy.
2 a.m. Yeah.
God damn. Yeah. People are... Men are just...
I don't know.
We're not great creatures.
Damn.
I know.
Was the paranoia kicking in when you were on weed? Did it make it more worse?
No, but I was paranoid while I was talking to Uber support because I didn't want to sound crazy, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, am I sounding crazy right now? You know?
And weed even, paranoia is crazy, bro.
How many people died because of paranoia? Like, oh, they're fine.
Because imagine, like, I am high out of my mind and I go down and then this creepy guy comes in. Like, I would lose my mind, you know? So thank God I didn't go down, you know? I wasn't, like, that desperate, you know? Yeah, but in the end of the customer support like message, I was just trying to say thank you so much for helping. Like, and I'm like, why am I being too much? Like, nah, just say thank you and end the conversation. Like, why are you chatting with him right now? You know
what you should have done? You should have ordered Skip the Dishes as well and had them fight.
Oh my god! And on my door,
there's a guy at my door. Fuck him up.
Oh my god! Imagine, it's crazy. Yeah.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, weed paranoia is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Cause
damn, cut. What's up?
Weed paranoia. It wasn't as bad, but I think in my first few times of getting high, cause we did it at school, for sure, definitely, and in class too.
Oh yeah, he's druggy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. High school.
Oh yeah, it's a druggy. High school. Yeah.
Place of enlightenment.
Enlightenment, yes.
Now you're a man of religion. He's going on a tour of religions.
Yeah, exactly. Reforming. The first few times that I've done it, classroom all the time. I don't know why.
Classroom?
Mm. You did it in the classroom?
I've heard people do that too, and I'm like, how?
Classrooms.
There's so much
all the
things
time.
Going on.
Sorry, family. Yeah. I haven't told this to anyone.
Was the teacher hitting it as well?
Don't worry, Kyle.
What was the teacher?
Don't worry, Kyle. No, they knew. Don't worry.
We had an exam, right? On that day. And then for whatever reason, my buddies were just like, oh, yo, I got these cookies, man. I got these cookies in a Ziploc bag, right? So the only logical way you would like have that go is just like, oh, fuck it. Whatever. We'll try it.
Wow.
You know, whatever. It's an exam. It might...
You
it might
did
be
it
okay.
before an exam?
Yeah, it might be okay. It might help us. It might
Who
be a
you?
Performance enhancer. You know?
Oh my god. Performance enhancer? Yeah. This isn't dick pills, bro. Yeah. Like, what? What?
And, it wasn't an English test, I remember. We were just at the back of the class, and my friend in front of me passed the Ziploc bag of, you know, cookies.
I'm disappointed. And no. Wow, dude, that's crazy.
Had a bite, a few bites, and then maybe like not even 30 minutes later, it kicked in. What's sad about it is that...
Oh, shit.
What's sad about it is that like at the start of the class, the exam already started, right? And we ate the cookies before class. And it was like the three of us, three friends trying it out. And then when it kicked in, we all looked at each other in the exam. We just had that unanimous, like, yeah, we're in it now.
Oh,
we're in it now. And then now the paranoia started kicking in because the teacher, obviously, like, everybody's heads was down. And then the three of us were just like looking at each other.
Carl was sitting backwards.
That's how they knew.
We were just like looking at each other like, oh fuck. Does the teacher know? It's English, man. Like, it's English. It's my second language. I don't want to fail this. Like, shit like that. Like, started kicking in my head. And then I looked at my paper. Like, fuck, I'm not even one sentence in to this paragraph. Oh. And it's already been like 30 minutes in. It's crazy. But yeah, safe to say, the teacher didn't say anything. But although I think she knew.
She was high too. Like, she was like, we're all in this together.
Because I keep glancing at the teacher to just make sure, like, I'm okay. Like, am I okay? Does she know? Like, and she just keeps looking at our way because all three of us were just sitting across from each other, and it was this like look standoff.
Almost. Like, why the fuck does this kid keep looking at me?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god, I would freak out.
Yeah. Like, no. And then in the mirror later in the washroom, I remember my eyes being glazed.
Oh,
it was red. So I think she knew.
But yeah.
she was cool about it.
That's good. Because if she called you out, you would have had the worst paranoia of your life. Yeah,
I would have had it.
Not even that's happening. Paranoia. You'd be like, ah.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I failed that exam for sure.
Yeah, what'd you do after?
Huh? Oh, after? It was just
the exam
was over. The exam was over. I tried to act chill as possible. And that was the first time I had to battle my sobriety also with my eyes. So, like, I had to pretend that I was sober. Like, oh shit. Yeah, I was just like so clenched and tensed up.
Did you finish the test?
I finished the test, yeah.
I wonder what you wrote.
I wonder what I wrote. I forgot what I wrote.
Is McDonald's real? Should I become an Uber driver in that?
Yo, man, 420 is crazy.
Where did 420 come from?
Oh yeah, it was just
why
420.
Is it
not,
420?
Not long ago.
Is when they legalized weed? No,
I don't think.
Yeah.
Is that
when they legalized weed?
No, but 420 has always been a thing.
Here.
April 20th.
No, in like the 2000s, even it's always been a thing. 420 has always been a thing. Happy 420.
We can Google it.
Oh, true. But then that we don't need to know. That beats the conversation. But that's crazy.
Yeah, weed paranoia.
It's a cool number for 420.
Yeah. Have you had any paranoia with weed?
Oh shit.
Or even
actually, I don't know. My story's not that fun. I was just in an alley with my buddies.
Keep talking. I'm gonna grab a drink.
Oh. Wow.
Okay.
She's on some business today. We were in an alley.
Yeah.
And I was with my buddies. It was like 2 in the morning. And you guys know what Fast Gas is?
Yeah.
A convenience store?
Yeah.
Anyways. She's back.
Soju spirits.
What was I saying? Yeah, Fast Gas.
Yeah, Fast Gas.
So my... this guy is very handy. So he made a bong out of a soy sauce bottle.
Oh. Soy sauce bottle?
Yeah, of all things. White, like, crazy. Like, just went ham.
Yeah.
And soy sauce bottle, I just made a bong out of it. And then when I was... Actually, I don't want to go
into
my... Wait,
a bomb or a bong?
Bong.
Oh, okay.
Bong, soy sauce bong.
Oh.
I heard you can make a lot of things with soy sauce. I don't know.
Oh.
Just make it sound.
Add to the list, Cameron, high as fuck. I smoked this nug of weed, and he's the guy that when you hit, he's like, pull, like, go, keep going.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I've done been gone.
Bro, so
like,
much
still
so
trying to pull, and I'm like, burn it all. And I pull the choke.
Fuck.
And then it's the whole thing. And I remember, like, as I exhaled, I was like, oh, this was a mistake. And it was like 3 in the morning as the smoke was leaving, the clouds started to spell out. Bruh. I was like, oh god. And he's like, okay, I'll see you later. And I was like, that's it? He just got me high as fuck.
That's the worst. Because
it was like 2 in the morning. We went to a party.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
And then we're like in the alley of the party. And the party's kind of ending now. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, I was 18, by the way. And he just got high as fuck. And he's like, yeah, I guess that's kind of the night then, right? I guess I'll go home. And I was like, oh, shit. And I lived by myself. I had my own place.
Flex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a 2-bedroom apartment. It was great. Anyways, I went to Fast Gas. I remember as I was walking to Fast Gas, this is, I was like, oh my, I've never been that high. That was the highest I've ever been. And I was like, whoa, this is happening.
And you were walking down the street.
Yeah, middle of the night. I was just walking to gas, Fast Gas. And I was like, I don't know how to even explain it. I just knew I couldn't reverse this.
Yeah.
And so then there's the panic there that's I can't, this doesn't go away. I'm like stuck in this state.
Yeah, I'm gonna go crazy.
I went to Fast Gas and I was like looking at the Doritos and I swear I like chilled there for like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, where?
Chilled there for 25 minutes.
In the gas station?
Yeah. Because kept walking around looking at snacks. I'd pick stuff up and put it back. And I was like, damn, dude. And I couldn't make a decision.
That's the most high
weed
thing.
Block.
Yeah.
I got weed blocked. I got weed blocked in the snack section. But the guy there, I'd been to that Fast Gas like religiously because it was so close to my house.
Yeah.
So I would just go there every.
So he knew you.
Yeah, he knew me.
Okay, that's
so
good.
He would just
familiar place at least.
Yeah, he would just chill and play on his phone the whole time I was wandering.
He probably knew. He's like, poor guy.
He's just like a rat in a cage. It's just like, I was just stuck.
The rat in the maze.
Just going in circles. Stuck. And I was just like picking up Doritos, picking up chips. I was like, damn, this looks good, but put it back. I picked up a frozen dinner. Do you guys know? So like those Hungry Man.
Yeah.
Picked up one of those, a big bag of Doritos, two cans of Mountain Dew.
Munchies fucking meal,
two
bro.
Two cans of Mountain Dew, bacon, just a pack of bacon.
Yeah.
Didn't want a bag. Just like walked all the way to my, and I like walked to
you
my
just
house.
Carried it like.
At like 3 in the morning, they're like, what's this guy cooking? And so I like go to my house, I like knock the door, and I'm slow. Now I'm past the paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
The confusion on what to pick took over. Just so. And I got home and I was like, bet. What?
Nothing.
I got home.
Like, you're on weed, everything seems so much bigger than it is.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I need to pick right now, or else, like,
something's,
you know, that's happen. It. Like, I need to pick. Yeah.
And then I remember when I got home, I got really sad because all of the lights were off.
Mm.
And I used to come home to, like, lights always being on.
Mm.
People, someone's home.
Yeah.
Family home.
Yeah.
And I remember just, like, opening the door. It was just completely dark. And I was like, oh, shit. And I put all the food, I like hobbled to the counter, put it all on the counter, and I just like went on my couch, and I had 3 paintings of just art, and I just stared at the art for a while, and I passed out. Then I woke up.
Damn.
Yeah.
You didn't talk to anybody? You didn't call a friend?
No, nothing. I just had to go through it. I was just like, bought all the snacks, put it on the counter. Those are my friends. The bacon really comforted me. Yeah, but I left it all on the counter. I woke up. My frozen dinner was just wet and like not frozen anymore. My bacon was just fucked up. Yeah, it's kind of just,
we should get high together.
Yeah,
if you got bacon,
required. I'll be your bacon.
Whoa.
I'll be the
Bob, I gotta go to that side of the couch. I've never been more hit on. I'll be your bacon. Whoa. Damn.
Yeah.
For me, when I get paranoid, I need to talk to someone, like anyone. I would wake my friend up from sleep because I need to talk to someone. Like, tell me I'm not crazy.
Opposite
you know?
Of me, I just want to shut off. Like, oh, what if they say this thing about me and
yeah,
like
same.
That.
Mine is I don't want to disturb them.
Yeah,
I'm just like, oh, I don't want to.
But if
welcome.
I'm put in a situation where like, oh, let me tell you this story.
Okay.
So
okay.
I went like, I mean, I've been paranoid before, way worse than this one, but this one was like kind of like embarrassing for me.
Yeah.
So
and it makes sense to be, you know, because like it's creepy.
Yeah. I've been like, at that point I've been seeing, I was seeing my boyfriend just like for a few weeks, you know?
Yeah.
So we went to like we decided to go to a bowling alley with him and his friends,
mm-hmm.
and his friend was driving, you know? So just four of us in the car. And I didn't realize I smoked too much before leaving, you know? So when we were in the car, like, I got so paranoid. I was like, nah, like, these people are not good. Like, you know, like, I don't know, I have a bad vibe. I can't talk, I'm dumb, you know, oh, all of these God. Things. And I haven't,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, self-negative talk is crazy.
Yeah, and then when we reached there, like, even the girl, mm-hmm. the girl that was with us, she just lost, like, a relative, you know? So she's going to have fun, you know? And me, I just start...
She's going to have fun. Can we pause on that?
She just lost a relative, you know?
So, yeah. she's going
to
have
so
fun?
So her boyfriend was, like, taking us all out
to have fun.
Fun.
Oh,
to
have
fun. Yes, just to forget,
oh,
you know?
I thought she was, like, okay, cheering.
She's like, oh, no.
Shots, guys!
And then when we reach there, like, I just freak out. I'm like, I start crying, and my boyfriend, like, is like, what, like, what's wrong, you know? Mm-hmm. And you know, in the first few weeks of dating someone, you don't want them to see the crazy part of you yet, you know?
Yeah, yeah, the side.
That night, like, he saw all the crazy part of me, you know? I'm like, I got so paranoid, and like, I couldn't see straight. Like, that's it. I'm crying in the street, and he's like, just got me chips and stuff. And I was like, no, that's not gonna work. I want to go back home, you know?
Fuck.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even talk to the girl and her boyfriend. I was like, they left, you know? And we went back home. And at that point, after you say you're paranoid, you just want to be alone. Because, like I said, like, you just want to shut up. You don't want to talk. But then he was trying to make me feel better, you know? He's like, oh, yeah, let's do this, let's do that. I'm like, I don't want to do anything. Like, you know, it was supposed to be a date night. Yeah. I was like, I don't want to do anything. Let me just sleep, you know?
Yeah.
Damn. It was so annoying, yeah.
That's intense.
I have a lot of those experiences, yeah.
Yeah, because you feel just judge. I'm like, dude, like, I don't like feeling that, yeah.
Because, like, you point out, like, oh, it was the first time, and you, like, you don't want to show the side.
Yeah.
Is it, because I do this too. I've managed to stop. But, like, if someone has more cards than you, in a sense, like, metaphorically,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, they seen that part of me, now there's a power imbalance.
Exactly.
Like, now you have, like, power over me, or, like, more cards.
Yeah. Which and is even like, he told me, like, later on, he's like, not in the same night, obviously, after, like, a few months, you know, mm-hmm. he's like, in my mind, he's like, what the fuck is this white shit?
What the fuck is this white shit? So
like, if I get paranoid, I just shut up, you know? Like, why are you crying? What's happening, you know? And I'm like, don't say that.
He got like, you.
If I get paranoid, like, I that's it, you know? The whole night is ruined. Just leave me alone, you know? Like, yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, I'm the most unsocial person in weed.
Damn.
Yeah. That's why I stay off it now, because it just slows me down, I think. Yeah. But as slow as I already am, you know?
What has weed done to us? Just few leaves, you know?
Fuck weed, bro. Damn, fuck 420.
I have a pretty good relationship, I think.
Fuck you.
I love that energy.
Now I know my strain. Now I'm good. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's I know. Good. Oh, my God. I figured out why I was always having anxiety on weed.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the strain. The strain.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's
the problem with me too.
Because you kind of get into weed through others, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, try this if you want. And so, like, there, like, a buddy of ours even got me into it a little.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, sativa. Sativa's like the thing to do. Like, always do sativa. And I was like, okay. And I would do it, and I just get super anxious and like unsettling, like something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Sativa.
And you don't know.
Yeah. There's something wrong. You don't know. Yeah.
And then it would always happen. I was like, oh, this is just being high then. Like, this is just what it's supposed to do. Like, I thought everybody did it. I was like, oh, this is just how it feels.
Yeah.
And then I smoked indica just on a day. I smoked indica. It was Kid Cudi's Man on the Moon 3 album came out.
Mm.
I bought two joints. And it was indica, and I was just
two
like...
Joints? That's
two joints?
I didn't finish. I didn't do... Oh, I didn't finish. I just bought two. I thought I'd add that.
Oh, you nice, bought two. Nice.
I didn't do two.
Oh, okay. Nice. I was like, whoa.
No, I did half a joint on my walk, and then I finished the rest on my walk back. So I did one, but I was like, oh, I remember being so giddy and just like smiling. Mm-hmm. Are you just eating?
She's a snack.
I know. I got
drinks. I feel like we should serve her. Like, is there anything else you want with that miss?
I got the munchies just from talking about.
She better tip us. No, but I was like, I felt super giddy, and I was
smiling.
We should
do a high episode once.
Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon.
Coming up. Obviously, we don't have a Patreon, but in the future.
Coming up.
The dude, I couldn't stop smiling.
Yeah, couldn't stop smiling.
And you're just making jokes. Yeah. And like you just, yeah. It's such a good feeling.
Indica,
such a warm
yeah.
feeling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like
Indica. Damn, this is how it's supposed to be. And like, do you think it's a sign of ADHD?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Because if you have ADHD and you take sativa, then it will make you even more like jittery and like, you know.
Yeah, it was like.
And your brain keeps flipping between things, you know. But if Indica calms you down.
Yeah.
So I think people who don't have ADHD probably like sativa because it makes them creative and all these things, you know. That's what I think.
That's because even like our buddy, he's naturally just a go with the flow guy.
Yeah.
Focused.
He's a living THC.
Yeah. He's like permafried. Yeah. He talks like when he talks, you can picture a weed plant. It's like, yeah, man, yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's how he sounds.
I fucking love him so much, but it's
I
just
love
so
the
like,
dude. Yeah.
He,
I miss him.
Maybe I miss him too. And he's not dead, but like,
yeah.
We're talking like
he's
dead.
Like he's dead. Yeah.
But he would work out on
he's
sativa.
Dead to us. No, just kidding.
Yeah, yeah motherfucker. He would work out on sativa. Like he would do activities and stuff. And
surround
I was like,
his life with weed. That's
and
crazy.
I was like, dude, I don't know how to orchestrate this.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, because I've never been productive on it.
Same.
You know?
Yeah. I can never do anything.
Yeah. There's people that like do it. They go to coffee shops and write. And they work, they get work done, and I'm just like, how, dude?
Yeah.
I just want to, like, sit and just watch a random show.
I'm just like a toddler, like, when I'm on weed.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You revert into, like, toddler form.
Yeah, I just want, give me a screen, and I just want to look at a screen.
Give me food, a bed nearby, a toilet nearby, and we're good to go.
Yeah.
You're set.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing to be worrying about.
Yeah. It's nice, though. Yeah.
Super primal.
Yeah. So let's. You want to get into these?
Like a segment. Yeah.
Segment?
These segments.
Yeah.
I have only like a few today, so but
yeah,
it's
all good.
It's
all good
enough.
It's it's a Monday. Wait, no, it's
no,
not.
It's
Friday.
Friday.
These days are getting so.
You good, bro? Yo, that Apple hit you hard, bro.
I was late today for recording because I woke up. We were supposed to be here early. I woke up really early.
Yeah.
I woke up early and I had an apple.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's still so early. I don't have to like really do much.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, let me just lay down and let me just chill, go on my phone, whatever. But I passed out again. And I woke up and I was, you guys had called me. And I was like, oh, fuck. The first thing I did was text my girlfriend.
He did a Snow White,
like,
bro. He did a Snow White.
I did this. Yeah. And I just passed the fuck out. I don't know, man.
It's okay. We made it.
So on to the segment. What was the segment?
Yeah, what was the segment about today?
Is what's the craziest or like the weirdest Uber story that you had?
Weirdest Uber story that you had.
Bet.
All right. Is it from the drivers or the passengers?
From the passengers' perspective. Maybe next episode we can do like drivers' perspective because there's like way more stories.
We're very Uber focused. Yeah, this episode.
Fuck Uber. No, I'm joking.
Not an
sponsored
ad.
By Uber.
Not an ad.
Not an ad. Not sponsored.
I feel like if you. Do they get criminal checks?
Uber?
Yeah. Okay.
They do.
Good.
Yeah.
Sorry, that story is kind of creepy.
Do they?
Like, very creepy.
They do.
With the story that I told?
Yeah,
I don't like that. It's fucked up.
I have another story.
Oh, you do?
This segment is just
good.
I was crazy. With this. Okay, before I start the segment, because it is kind of one of like part of the segment.
Yeah.
So I was like driving with this, like I was with it in this Uber, and this guy is so talkative, you know?
Yeah.
And then he was just asking every time Uber drivers ask me, where are you from? And like, this is how the conversation starts. And then after I told him, like, I'm Syrian, I'm Muslim. And then he starts talking about Muslim woman, an Arab woman. And that the other day he was picking up a lady and she was like from Saudi Arabia. Her husband was away for 3 months to Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And she told him that when he's here, her husband is here. She can't talk to any man. She can't talk to any human. Like, she's, you know, locked up. But now she's finally, like, not locked up. And, like, you know, she likes him. Like the Uber driver. That she likes him. And she wants his number. And I don't know what. And he's like, yeah, you know what? I didn't care that she was cheating on her husband. I want to enjoy myself, you know. I'm like, why are you
telling all this got brought up in an Uber? Yes.
Who was the Uber ride? That's what I'm saying. Like, do I have like a face that say, like, tell me your deepest, darkest secrets? Like,
I have this too. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. And then I felt like, you know, like these guys that pretend that girls go to them, but in reality, he is the one that is going to the girl. Yeah,
he thinks it's...
So I felt like even me, like, before, like, he was talking to me a lot, you know? And he was like, oh, you're a nice lady, you're this, you're that. I'm like,
You know, he's going to tell the next person about you.
Yes. Yeah, so you know, see this Syrian girl? She wanted my number so bad. Yeah.
She wanted my number?
Yeah.
It's just Carl. It's just...
I'm like, yeah, dude, bro, like, that. These Uber drivers, like... They think they're talking to a robot. Like, what if I go and expose you right now? Like,
yeah. Kind of are. What's his name?
Yeah. I can pull it.
Just
joking.
So where are you guys going? Where are you guys from? That's crazy.
Even that other story. That's
even the other day, one Uber driver, like, he was talking about all his life story, his girlfriend and everything. And the end of the ride, he's like, oh, let me show you some pictures of me and my girlfriend. And... like, even he wanted to stop the car and, like,
that's a try whole show me. Thing.
And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm in a hurry, you know? Yeah. Like, I know it was a nice...
You're in love, but...
yeah, I know it's a nice conversation.
Yeah.
But okay, the funniest thing about that guy was that he was telling me that he's in tech. You know? That I'm like, okay. I have a tech job. Like, you know, like...
He's driving a Tesla. He's like, I'm
he
in tech.
He is not driving a Tesla.
Sir, no,
it's not even his car. He just told me. It's not even his car. And then he's like, oh, I'm in tech. And I was like, excuse me. Like, can you tell me, like, what in tech you do? Because you just keep saying you're in tech. You're in tech.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, like, I'm a drummer. I'm like,
what?
I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I was like, what kind of tech in the drumming, you know, you do? And he's like, oh, no, like a musician. I was like, huh? Tech? And then I understood that, like, his girlfriend.
He's a lunatic?
His girlfriend has this cool job and he's just like the drummer, you know? Like, he's just like, yeah. Aww. I'm like, why are you telling me about all of this? Maybe you should just, like, keep it to yourself, you know? I got the ick. I was like, why you want to show me pictures of you and your girlfriend and your dog, you know? Like, I have an appointment. I need to go, you know?
In an Uber
you
driver?
You just needed, like, someone to talk to, you know?
Honestly, low-key, sometimes I enjoy it, too, because I like when
some people are fucking some people, cool. Yeah. Some Ubers are cool as fuck. No, I've met some really cool people. And
But how did they end up there is the question.
The other thing is, I just never seen them again.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
That's why I like to talk to them, because, like, it's funny to hear, like, these, like, people's stories, you know?
Yeah.
But sometimes it gets weird.
Yeah. Very weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, cheers. I feel bad for that woman.
That
I can't talk to anybody.
That he trashed? Yeah. No, honestly, I'm pretty sure he was lying.
I hope so.
Yeah. Because
it's who, not... Fuck this guy.
It's not true. It's not true. Like, yes, like, things happen. But, like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's true, honestly. There's some crazy...
Either way, prayers out to them.
I know.
He's a creep.
Okay. We're getting into the segment. Craziest Uber story from passengers. So one girl said... A guy drove me back to my apartment and tried to follow me in, grabbed my arm, pulled me toward him in an attempt to kiss. Overall, just very scary. Literally slammed the door in his face and watched him bound on it like a zombie. What? Thank goodness those front doors auto lock. Like,
oh my god,
why would you follow someone to their door?
I've seen a lot of those videos, those near misses.
That's scary thing if you're like coming back from a hangout, like from like a night out, and you're the only one in the Uber, you know, like a girl, and maybe he thinks you're drunk, and you know he can do whatever. Like,
men suck.
That's another fear of mine, you know.
I know. I see a lot of those videos, those near misses, where like a girl's like getting into her apartment and she just closes the door, and a guy comes in. He comes around the corner and aggressively. He tries to open the door.
You know, like, that's my whenever I go back home, like Uber or whatever, I run to the lobby and I just close the door immediately, because that's my fear. Someone hiding.
Terrifying.
It's fine.
Now you fucked it up for me, Cameron.
I'm sorry. It's just this fucking...
We're running sneakers all the time.
Just dress up in as the Hulk. Just walk everywhere. Like, I just fucking, like...
Yeah. I just want to put a lollipop on my head. And then they will get scared of me.
What? What do you want?
And then you just lick the lollipop and put it back.
It's storage.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. So this is like a mild one. Someone said, nothing too crazy, but my first Uber didn't have any working seat belts for passengers. And when I mentioned it, he told me, don't worry, the windows are tinted, so no one can tell. it's whatever. Okay.
The windows can tell when I go through it. What the fuck?
But I don't ever wear like a seatbelt.
You should. You get fined. You
Oh, so did I expose myself?
She didn't say nothing.
Okay. And another girl said that Uber driver told her, "You smell so delicious. I almost I almost don't want to let you get out of the car."
No.
Oh my
Imagine
god.
If someone said that to me.
That's Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. That's crazy.
No.
Don't so they disturbing. Don't they get scared? Like you could like Uber has all your information. Like you can get arrested. Yeah.
This is why I asked about the criminal background check.
Yeah.
It's fucking.
And plus, they give stars to the drivers too, so you get to see their ratings. But then
at this point, I feel like they.
Yeah, but what is?
Yeah.
But what then, does that
like,
do?
I feel like they make fake accounts at this point. Like I don't know.
Yeah.
Because how can you do these things and like think like
not be reported?
Yeah.
Yikers.
It's so creepy.
Okay, another story. Be but safe. This is from a guy.
I just knew these were gonna be creepy.
Yeah.
I know. I mean safe. Obviously. Yeah. What always. Else what else are you gonna
creeps me?
Yeah.
Okay, another this one is a guy. So he said, I had a guy drop me off to meet my girlfriend at a restaurant because I didn't have a car at the time. I asked him about his day and he started complaining that drunk women had flirted with him earlier earlier that night and he didn't like it. So, you know, this was his job and he wished people that people didn't do that basically. Mm-hmm. So the guy said that I agreed, like, wow, sorry you had to go through all of that. We continued to talk about the hobbies and current politics and stuff. And before he drops me off, he's like, can I get your number?
Oh.
He was totally serious. And I was like, oh, that my girlfriend is waiting for me on the side, like waiting for me to leave your car. So, you know, sorry.
Whoa. Damn.
I always find
thought that was a good turn. Yeah. Not gonna lie, because I thought it was humble brag. I thought that Uber driver was like, oh, I just hate it when these girls are just trying to ask you, you know, flirt with me. But then it turned around. I was like, okay.
It's always like that. People who pretend, like people who are.
Then they hate it.
Yeah.
It's people who pretend that. Like, people
oh,
are
I hate it.
Around. Yeah, that means they are doing it to
Come
people.
On, you don't hate it.
Yeah, no.
But he did it. Crazy. He asked. So he shot a shot. So the whole story is that he just got hit on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn it. I'm insecure. Why did I get hit on?
I feel like guys are so dramatic. Like,
give me a 5-star.
For us girls, a scary story is like, oh my God, like he wanted to kill me.
Yeah,
but for guys, like, guys he wanted my number. Imagine.
Very right. You're so right.
I'm being looked at by everyone.
He looked at me.
He literally looked at me for 2 seconds. Oh my God.
I read it. The whole story.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's the last one. Yeah. I asked if my Uber driver smoked weed and he was like,
hey.
Well shit, do you drink? And he pulled a bottle of Fireball.
That guy's cool as fuck.
That's just a G, bro.
He's a gangster.
While driving? Gosh.
And he's like, oh, I was kind of sketched out, but I was like, oh yeah, like hell yeah.
I love that so much. That's a good story.
That's a good
that's
way
a good
to wrap
one
it
to
up.
End on.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Fireball.
That guy's cool as hell.
Yeah.
Oh my
that
God.
Shit, you drink too? I'm stocked up. That's lit.
Yeah.
That's
no,
crazy.
But be safe out there with
be safe.
A lot of these random drivers.
I know.
Yeah. They're creepy.
You never realize who you're in a situation with.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I remember back in Egypt, I think there was Ubers, but like, I was stupid, to be honest. Like, there was like regular.
I agreed.
No, now you'll know why I was stupid, because there was like regular taxis that are like color yellow, you know, so like you can see them. But there was also random guys with cars that would just pick you up, you know,
for cash.
What?
So they would just see you walking around. They get close, and if you say you want a ride, it's like a kind of hitchhiking, but like
you pay.
You know, I used to do that a lot. In Egypt, like, oh,
just
cause? Walking, yeah.
Wow.
And my, like, everyone around me warned me, obviously, like, don't do that. But I was in my 17, 16-year-old mind, like, I don't care, you know. Just want to get what I want.
I'm glad you're here.
I know.
I'm glad you're still here.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Wow. That would have been.
That could have ended so badly.
I know. Sucked. I know. Yeah. But did I tell you I got robbed in Egypt?
Oh no!
Oh my God! What's happening?
Okay.
Tell that
next
story.
So I was walking down, literally, like I walk on that road every day, you know. And then I was so close to home. I was just walking down the street, but the street was very empty as usual. And then a car starts like approaching close to me. Mm. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, why? I even think it's fine, you know? Mm-hmm. Suddenly they grab on my purse and they start pushing, like pulling my purse. Yeah. Mm. And then I got so scared. I'm like, am I going to get dragged? Like, you know, the car is so fast. Mm-hmm. So they're dragging it and they're going faster, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm like, leave me alone. Like, you know, this is my purse, you know? Mm-hmm. They wouldn't leave me alone. So what I did, like, quick thinking, I thought, like, what's the most expensive thing that you have in your bag? Your phone, you know? So I just grabbed my phone. I threw my phone so far away to the end of the street. It was very, very, like, far, you know? And then I let them take my purse, you know?
That's smart. Was there anything in it that you lost?
Wallet or something, cash?
Cash and books. And books.
Cash and books. Damn, they got richer and educated.
But I like that purse. And in your paranoid mind, like, you want your purse. Like, you don't want to lose it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they could have taken something.
Yes,
worse,
and thank God. Thank God, mm-hmm. It was a neighborhood, because they kept coming back. I think they wanted to annoy me too.
Hey, bitch!
I think they wanted to do something. Back? I mean,
they circled back.
Yes, they were screaming. Like,
they're just fucking with you, eh?
Yeah, I think they wanted to do, like, God forbid, something more could have happened if the door, if the road was more empty, you know?
Yeah.
So start screaming, but no one helped me, you know, because, like, I think in Egypt people get scared because, like, everyone has knives and stuff, so they don't want to get into a fight, because if you get into a fight, you're gonna lose something, like, you're gonna lose an arm or something, like, I don't know. So I just ran so hard. I grabbed my phone, it was broken, but, like, it was still working, and I just went back home, was crying so hard, like, that's, it was scary. So traumatic.
I think in those situations you're supposed to yell, like, fire. Oh, there's a fire.
People would make fires in the streets in Egypt.
Oh, fuck. In Egypt, yeah.
Like, just fire next door.
Yeah, she's
like,
just telling the truth. Yeah. And then they just go back inside.
Because we lived in a, like, kind of like a new area, newly built area. Like, things are new, but still some things are still in process, you know? Mm. So people would burn garbage sometimes, like, in the road, you know, like,
damn,
that's it, you know, that's how, like, I don't know, they did it sometimes. So it's normal to have fires here and there.
Fuck. Dumpster fires, literally.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, damn, that was an interesting. Oh, okay,
does
I know?
Yeah, that was a podcast. I think
that was something.
It? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was. You're very proud.
You want to talk more? You want to talk more?
Very proud of herself. You know what? Hey, we're glad you're here.
Yeah.
Those were some harrowing stories. And the fact all this shit still follows, like, creepy shit like that happens even last night. Mm-hmm. Like, that's.
Why did you say it like that? Last night?
Last night?
God. Fuck that
last
night.
Last night. And we're going to turn up tonight.
Yeah, we're going to turn up. Yeah. Probably grab the McDonald's on the way out.
Yeah, it's the homie's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just another.
It's another.
I have to leave early in the, actually, like, earlier than usual. I got work in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's got a.
Yeah, I got an interview at 9 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, but we're just gonna come say hello. But yeah, that was a podcast.
That was
a
podcast.
That was a podcast. We'll see you next week on every Tuesday.
Smash that like button.
I hope this turned very wholesome to something dark to jokes and. High stories. Yes, thank you. This has been Glitterly. Follow us on Spotify, YouTube, iTunes.
Be safe out there.
Yes, please. Yes.
This is Carl.
Cameron.
Rabab.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.